leaking like a sieve. It's nuclear. It's the news according to me. Well, that was weird. My music didn't cut in when it was supposed to, because apparently something got adjusted. Not a good deal. A fine, happy good morning to you this morning, Thursday morning, September 8th at 8:35 a.m. It's almost 8:36 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Got up a little bit late again today. I have later days that I've been working this week. I don't go in until a little later in the day, so I get done later, which means I end up getting done into bed later, which means I get up earlier. The whole thing is just, it's all later. So later, I'll talk about that later. Lots of things happening. First, let's talk about what's in my cup. I had a cup of chocolate milk here this morning after I did my workout. I like to do my cardio in the morning. For those of you who, you know, I'm not a doctor or a lawyer or a physician or I'm not a physical therapist. I might need one if I do too much more running. I'm up on the 11th floor. I typically get the 11th or 12th floor here at this hotel, and then I take the stairs all the time. So I went out to do my run this morning, my cardio, which is more of a sprint jog thing, or sprint walk at the end. It becomes more of a crawl with kind of a roll onto the elevator at the end. I have to go up to the second floor in order to get onto the stairway. They don't have a staircase from the metal floor that you can get to unless you go through management, and that would be stinky. So that, I just don't do that. Because I'm stinky, so I don't want to offend anybody. So I go to the second floor and then get on the stairs and climb the rest of the way up. Sometimes I go down to the basement and then go up from there. This morning I just happened to push the wrong button. I got on the second floor, went up there, and I took the stairs at the end. So a few miles of jogging, running, walking, crawling, rolling, blubbering around. And then 11 floors up, or I guess it's been 10 floors up, I guess. The stairways. And that was my workout this morning. And what I will do prior to lunch, I'll go down and do some weight training. I like to do free weights personally, but that's just what I do. I'm not a financial counselor either, but just to let you know. So I actually rather prefer to do my weight training right before supper. And then resistance training, whatever you want to call it. And my suppers are usually kind of late, so I don't typically get that done. But we'll see how it goes today. I hate to just eat supper and then be done. And I can't work out after supper. I'm just too full. I feel much better eating supper if I've worked out before. I just always feel like I've worked up an appetite. Kind of need to. You know, my body needs that to rebuild, so to speak. That stuff that's in me. Put good food in me, and anyway. Let's move on with this whole thing. A couple things. Some good news first. Let's get the good news out of the way so I can rant the rest of the time. If you're just here for the good news, that way you can tune out. If you're here for the bad news, that's the rest of the show. So let's go with the first, the good news, which is Hillary Clinton was asked on this. She got some kind of new show now. It's something. This is going to be a bomb. Didn't they have a show on Netflix or something, a reality show or something they were doing, and it's already been canceled? Same thing's going to happen here with Hillary. She's just, some of these people don't realize, people are not voting for them. They're voting for the stuff that they promised to give people. People don't necessarily like Bernie Sanders. They like his ideas about getting everything for free. Everything for free. I get free college. Get free this, free that. I get free iPhone. Everybody should get a guaranteed minimum wage. Guaranteed. Yeah, that's what they want. They want $1,000 a month. That's what they want. Or $1,000 a week. Whatever they're going to give them. I don't know what the promise is that they're doing. That's what people want. They don't care about Bernie. When Bernie turns coat and goes back to the establishment twice, they finally figure out, oh, maybe Bernie's not the guy that we thought he was. It's not because Bernie's so, you know, magnanimous and wonderful to be around. It's because he's promising you things, candy, you know. It's the free lollipops and candy campaign. That's the left, basically, in a nutshell. Because you realize they're dealing with 12-year-olds. So if you people who are of that mentality, in my opinion. And so you got the head, you know, you got these 15-year-olds in Washington running the 12-year-olds who just want free stuff. They don't want any responsibility. They don't want any consequences to their actions. They just want the free stuff because they deserve it. It's owed them somehow. Yeah. I could go into a whole thing on that, but I won't. So Hillary Clinton says she's asked if she's going to run again in 2024, and before the person can even get the question out of her mouth. Now, I don't know. Some of these questions, normally the questions, the interviewer, especially with someone politically active like this, typically what they do is they will say, are there any questions that you don't want me to ask or any subjects you don't want me to talk about? And then the other thing that they'll ask for is they'll give them actually the questions that they're going to ask prior to the event. And once in a while they get caught in this because a reporter will ask them a question that was not on the list or that was something that they said they weren't going to ask about or were told that they couldn't ask. And the interviewer will ask them a question about it, and the person will say, well, we talked about this. I was going to talk about this. You know, once in a while they'll let it slip that, hey, we had a pre-conversation about this. This isn't just an impromptu interview. We didn't just sit down without knowing the questions first. This wasn't rehearsed, in other words. You know, this was a rehearsed event. It's not going to be edited, of course, not at all either. So, you know, when they interview Biden, it's so heavily edited, it's unbelievable. For someone who's been in that industry, you can't not miss the hard edits and hard cuts sometimes. The different camera angles, the way they do it, it makes it look natural and normal. But they're just highly skilled. Is what they're doing. They're very, very good at it. I have to give them that, but it's a sham. So they're not actually just, you know, the interview probably took 2 hours and they've got a 30-minute interview there. They do it differently when they're interviewing a conservative or somebody who's a political opponent. They'll take bits and pieces of what they say. They won't take the full statement or the context of the statement that they make. And they cut that completely out and they just give you this little part of a statement. And it's very creative on their part. Now, if you have an interview, if you see an interview where there's no changes in the scene, or when the changes in the scene happen during a sentence, during the question or during the sentence, that's when the scene changes or the angle changes, that is not a heavily edited, what you want to call, for content, for narrative interview. The ability to do that, you would have to have spliced it in mid-sentence perfectly and started over again. It just doesn't happen. It takes an extremely talented person or almost a supercomputer to do that. Some very special software. It can be done, but it's very difficult. Much more of a tedious thing to do. It can be done, but it's not. Now, if you just see a solid interview where there's no cuts, camera doesn't move, that's a good interview. That's a sit down, especially if they can actually prove that it was impromptu, that there was no communication of the questions, that there was no limits on the questions that could be asked. We can only stick with, you know, what kind of ice cream you like. That's it. So she was interviewed, and she said no. The no came out of her mouth before the person barely got the question out done. Now, does that mean she's not going to run in 2024? Absolutely not, because these people change their minds all the time. She'll have an excuse. Well, you know, I just see where the nation's at. We didn't expect to see Biden, you know, physically, you know, ill. Now, if they don't keep Biden alive or keep him in office this whole time, if he doesn't run again, it will be Kamala. Now, she will have to win a primary. The natural step, most of the time, everybody expects the vice president to be the natural step in for president. So will they just automatically select her, which would be a big mistake, oh my word. The huge mistake. Or are they going to, well, I mean, Biden was just as much of a mistake, so who knows what they're going to do, because they can't find anybody any more competent. You know, I guess they're just This is their finest and their best, apparently, the top there. And again, like I said, it's not about that person. It's about the administration behind them. It's about all the promises that are made. Well, Biden promised to forgive student debt. Well, we can't do that. Oh, yeah, I guess we can do that. And Nancy says we can't do that. And then I guess we can do that. So that's what this stuff is about. But again, I digress. The good news is Hillary says she's not going to run in 2024. The only reason that's good is because I just don't want to. It's not that I don't want her to run because she can't win, but I just don't want to have to. I don't want to have to turn on the television and see her face again. I'm tired of hearing her cackle and be this person who is treated like an almost was a president. That was kind of interesting that the news media, when they asked her the question, they said Secretary Clinton. They didn't call her almost President Clinton. They treat her like she was the president. Now, there's one show that came out with Leah Tiani or whatever her name is, Madam Secretary. Of course, notice that show went away now all of a sudden. Because they had to have that show out there to give credibility and make it look like that Secretary of State job is so important. It's very presidential. It's the next thing to being a president. It's very, the decisions you're making, all the things you're doing. It's like they treated it like she was the top leader, a top dog. The president actually took a shadow to her, was operating in her shadow, basically, in that show. That was the narrative. If you don't, it's so blatantly obvious. Madam Secretary. This was supposedly the I guess you want to call it the personification of Hillary Clinton, the idealistic or the narrative that they wanted to project very blatantly. I mean, come on, folks. I didn't even watch one episode of that show just because of I knew what it was about. This isn't a show, but it's, and maybe it was an interesting show. Maybe it was actually well done. I don't know. It might have been interesting just on its own, but maybe it wasn't because, for me, I couldn't stand it because it was all about Hillary Clinton. There was this underlying subterfuge, this subtle innuendo influencing people into thinking that Madam Secretary was an important person, and it was all about Hillary. It's all about promoting Hillary. Anyway, so supposedly she's not running. But I digress. Let's go back on to the whole raid thing. Now they're all screaming, crying, crawling about. Of course, Bill Barr has to get his fat mouth into this whole thing again now too. His opinion and the. Both sides of the media now are playing him. MSNBC says an indictment for Trump's indictment is imminent. He thinks that their take on it, their headline is that the DOJ has a good case for indictment. Now, Barr also turns around and says that an indictment of Trump would not be good for the country. And that's what Fox News is putting out. So that's. They're both promoting their thing. I just noticed this other article. Yeah, AOC is on the cover of GQ. AOC, Sandy Cortez, is on the cover of GQ, Gentleman's Quarterly. Like as if that's supposed to matter to anybody. I don't know. I don't know who reads that magazine anymore. I don't know. I didn't know there was even. I didn't know magazines were even sold anymore. Last time I bought a magazine. This woman is. She's not dangerous because she's smart. She's dangerous because she's a total puppet who is. What do I say? I'm just not going to say anything. She makes some statements, I guess, in this interview that are ridiculous. The idiocy, the logic, some of these people, there is no logic to these people's thoughts and what they say in their philosophical talks about society. There's just nothing there. I want to tell these people, just go back and read, please, just read something. Read First Kings. Read something. Read something in the Bible, anything. Any pick any chapter or verse. Just read it, and start discovering what people are all about and the depravity of humans in general and how society works. This is what happens here in society. This is the road that we're going down. There's a really interesting interview that this one lady was talking about. She was actually trans, and she's also a psychologist, believe it or not. She was talking about this the trend. This almost you almost have to consider yourself something being normal, being a normal male or female, and enjoying being that seems to be it's this weird thing right now, like that's not you have to be trans, you have to be what is the other word, not trans but non-binary, whatever all the things are. You have to be something else besides just, you know, regular, you know, person. Because that's not vogue. And to be anything else is racist or homophobic. It's like it's cool. It's the cool thing. It's the rebellion. It's like there's one that this lady says it's almost like being the beatnik or being the anti-culture person. This is a typical thing in society. Among young people, especially, and we're seeing it play out here. It's an obvious. It's much like kids getting tattoos, kids getting stuff poked in their ears. First of all, it was getting your ears pierced. That was a big deal. Just one hole was a big deal in each ear. Now and then it was I got double piercings. Oh, you're radical. Then it was, I got five piercings all the way up my ear and one on the top. I got one in my nose. And of course, there was everywhere else. You know, eyelids, eyelashes, tongue, whatever. It's just everywhere. And then it was the ear stretching thing, because that's cool, you know. So everybody was doing it because you wanted to be unique. So you had to be like everybody else. I never understood that either. You know, now unique is basically no tattoos, no piercings. No jewelry. I'm pretty unique, I think, in that respect. I don't wear any of that stuff. It is a societal thing that I just don't do. I just don't do it. I'm not going to participate in that. And I have reasons for it. We'll get into that. Excuse me. I don't have my little cough button with this laptop that I'm working with this morning. By the way, I'm on my laptop again. Yesterday I was on my phone, tried it out. It actually worked pretty good. I was able to just take that file. It was already on my computer because it syncs with my computer. So I just go on my computer, drop it into my digital audio workstation, DAW, and make it all work. Worked pretty good. However, this morning, but the microphone on this computer that I plug into this computer is a little bit more, it's a little bit more, it's a higher level of quality, I guess you could say. I think. I don't know. I didn't really listen to the show much yesterday. It seemed like it sounded pretty decent just with my phone. Now, I do have a way of plugging this microphone into my phone. If I can get this case open. There we go. I think I've got the adapter. Do I have the adapter here? I don't know if I have the adapter here. I guess I don't. Or maybe I don't have a way to do it. Well, you know what? I think it's in my other bag. But I digress. I'll get to that later. Let's talk about the FBI raid. This is going to be kind of the thing I finish up with here. Now they're talking about there was nuclear information. Here's what gets me about this whole thing. They're talking about, who knows what could happen if this could have been leaked out. Now, this was an interesting exchange on Anderson Cooper. And this one guy in the middle was saying, this information leaked out from the DOJ this is illegal. This is illegal for this to be leaked out. He said, this is improper. It's more than improper. It's illegal for them to have leaked this information out. And this is the danger that they're like, think of what could have happened if this would have leaked, gotten in the wrong hands. Well, it seems to be in the wrong hands now because things are being leaked out now. Things weren't being leaked out when they were locked up in his estate. They're calling it a beach resort. That's the narrative now. They shouldn't keep, nuclear codes and top secret information in a beach resort. Well, this beach resort was where the president lives. He was there, just like going to wherever it is that Biden goes on the weekends every weekend and goes for 2-week vacations. When he goes home, supposedly. What's the difference in that? The FBI had been there several times. There had been several instances where they inspected where the records were kept. Not like they didn't know that they were there. It's like he took them out in the middle of the night secretly. And now they're claiming there's something nuclear going on. Now, how this information got leaked out to a reporter seems to be a bit of a problem. Shouldn't there be an investigation into this? So you ask the FBI about it, and they say, "Well, we can't comment on any ongoing investigations." No, you're going to comment. Who do you work for? This is out of control. This whole idea that they can skate past all this stuff, and they can get away with all this stuff. There needs to be accountability. They need to be answerable to someone. They are their own entity now, and it is out of control and ridiculous. This is not what the FBI was intended to be. And if people aren't upset about this, they need to be. Because it has gone too far. If it is determined, now they also, along with all this stuff, they got a hold of Donald Trump's medical records. Now, who do you think is going to end up with those? Who are those going to be leaked to? Now, probably, my guess is, he's medically fine. He might be on one or two medications. Who knows what he's on? Who knows? Because he's an older guy. It's very, very likely he takes something maybe for arthritis or maybe something for inflammation. Whatever. Who knows what it is? Maybe he's got a heart issue. Who knows? He's got high cholesterol or something. He's taking Prevagen. Who knows what? But if this information gets out, now, who knows what all... Are we going to be told what Biden is taking? Are we going to have his medical records disclosed for everyone to see? If this information gets out at all, the only people that have the medical records of Donald Trump are his doctors and the FBI. And up until now, they've never been leaked. If they get leaked now, if anybody in the news media, especially on the left, gets a hold of Donald Trump's records, we know where they came from. They came from the FBI, and at that point, they have declared themselves partisan to the core, and they need to be stopped immediately, period. This is corruption at the highest levels. They've broken laws with impunity, and they need to be held accountable to that. I'm telling you, this is absolutely horrible. With an organization that is not supposed to be partisan, it is supposed to have blind justice and no one is above the law. No one's above the law. Garland comes out and says, "We only speak through our court filings and documents and the work that we do. Not through leaks, not through James Comey coming out before the election and saying there's an investigation, now there's not. Now there's an investigation open, now there's not. We never do that. This is ridiculous stuff, folks. And it's got to come to an end. This has got to stop. You've got the news media, legacy news media, the MSNBCs, the CNNs, the ABC, CBS, all these pundits that are out there that are dead set against the American people in terms of the conservatives. Now we're getting the narrative from our POTUS that we're all vilified, that we're all, anybody who voted for Trump, you should just, in Hillary's statement was, don't let this guy, just don't let this guy push you around. Like as if we were all bullied into voting for him. No, you don't understand. Again, this isn't about Trump. This is about the Constitution. It is about who's trying to take away. Who's trying to silence you in your First Amendment? Who's trying to censor you? Was it Trump? Who's trying to take away your Second Amendment rights? Was it Trump? No. The left wants to put all these regulations on censorship, First Amendment. They want to take away your freedom of religion. Who wants to give you vaccine mandates? If they could have gotten away with it, they would have mandated that every single person on the planet, everybody in this country would have gotten a vaccine mandate if they would have had their way. Think about this. If the Republican Party did not exist right now, if it was just the Democrats and they had their way in everything that they were doing, how would this country look right now? we would be way beyond anything European. All the stuff that's going on over there, we would be way beyond that. It would be a total, well, just go to any major city right now that's run by Democrats. I was appalled when I was riding through Chicago on my bike the other day. I rode about 30 miles up and down Lakeshore Avenue. The number of tents that people are living in Chicago, was shocking. This was not the case 10 years ago, 12 years ago, 20 years ago. Nobody was living in tents, in underpasses and overpasses and in the parks. It's all over the place now. There's little communities. It's disgusting. It's pathetic. It's inhumane. And that's what's happening. We need to pray for this nation, folks. Pray for our leaders. Pray that the Constitution is upheld, that our nation is restored. We don't need to go back in time. We just need to live out the principles that we were founded on, that individuals are important. That's what's important. Not groups, individuals. And their rights need to be protected. Folks, thanks for listening today. Thanks for subscribing. I'll be on here again tomorrow, hopefully. Have a good night, and please take care out there, folks. God bless. Have a great day.